This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, lady, we love to turn to and talk to about turn a bit to. Of mind food to stimulate our mind and our mental senses. Now, Lizzie Bull, you're in the studio!
Yay!
She's here at last. Every week I ask her what she's wearing, and now I can see.
Yes.
Even better in flesh.
Can you really? What am I wearing, Vish?
Well, I won't tell you what's in my mind what you're wearing, but you're looking beautiful as ever, and you're very,
very nice.
Thank you.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I mean, my driver was late picking me up, and he only could go 900 kilometres an hour, so
really,
that was the fastest he could go, yeah.
That's an aeroplane, Ginny. Ginny's looking at you.
She's going, really? Right, you've got a
900.
Driver.
That's quick.
You know, Ginny's not very quick today. I'm still learning about Jews. Just go easy on my mind. I'm just learning about these. I'm innocent.
All right, you know what? I've been listening to you guys on the way here from like when I got off the plane.
Where you're writing, I'm coming. Miss Innocence, yes.
Well, hello. What's this jizz and all this other stuff and Oreos?
Dodgy,
and,
isn't it?
And
she's dodgy.
Did you guys mention teabagging too?
That's
disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm from Sri Lanka. Teabagging comes in a cup where I'm from, not where
well,
this
we can pop right. it in a cup if you want to.
Oh, no popping, no cup and no teabagging, no nothing. Please.
Now, let's talk about something a bit more wonderful. What are we talking about in mind food today, Zeebo?
Forgiveness for me this time.
Forgiveness. It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, no.
And it's something I'm quite resilient about, actually.
Oh, Gigi.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm all for forgiveness and moving forward and giving a person a better chance. But sometimes people hurt you so badly that it's actually quite hard to do so.
Exactly. Well, you know what? It's only when you're ready, you know, and you know, it does take a lot of time to settle and think about things. It's very definitely not hard to do, but what got me thinking was, you know what happened to me on Sunday?
What happened on Sunday
was Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
And I was meant to be on a 7 a.m. flight from Sydney to Melbourne to spend the day with my mom. Now, the day before I had a shoot, and it was 18 hours, so I got up at 5 and get home till like 2 in the morning. Meant to get up a couple hours later, and I slept in. And I woke up to my mom calling me at the time that I was meant to be on my plane. Yeah, so
no
way. I was like, "Mama." And every Mother's Day kind of gets me sad because I've moved to Sydney for the year, and I don't see my mom much. Even though I was here, I don't see her much anyway. And every Mother's Year, I kind of think back to all the times that I've hurt my mom, and you know, and all the times that I was a little shit. I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say it.
Oh, you just did.
Well, whoops.
Hey, we've said jizz. Shit's cool.
Okay,
good. Shit's like kindergarten stuff compared
Stop
to jizz.
Swearing. People don't, they'll tune
What's
out.
What's with the dirty talk?
Yeah, sorry. Dirty talk. I love it when you
dirty talk. Yeah.
Sorry, back to the serious subject.
Back to my mom. We went from dirty to my mom. Anyway, no. Stop it.
Probably an visual you want to have in the same sentence. Mom, dirty, and jizz. Think about that when you're sleeping tonight, Zeebo.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, look at that.
Hump Day Crew Radio, that's wrong. Even for your mothers.
Yeah, throw the word hump day in there, why not? So anyway.
Your poor mother.
Anyway, forgiveness is a commitment to process of change. And like I just asked my mom on the Sunday, and I told her to forgive me for my little bad things that I've done, you know, to her growing up. And I guess the older you get, the more you realize that you, you know, the more you regret doing things like that to people close to you. And I guess forgiveness is healthy if you can find it in your heart to give to someone, and you know that someone didn't mean to do that to you or meant well, you know. But there are circumstances where, you know,
forgiveness
it
takes time. Sorry, I wouldn't say forgiveness isn't warranted, because I think everyone, you know, we're all human, we make mistakes. I understand that. And I think that in time that, you know, if you can open yourself up to forgiving someone, it helps with positive karma.
Does.
It helps with moving forward too.
It does, and you know, it's not good to hold a grudge, but you know, there are reasons obviously for people to have some kind of hurt. But as soon as you let that hurt go, it does make your life a little bit more less stressful, and you know, there's benefits to that as well, psychologically and emotionally and mentally.
And in time and healing.
In time
and in healing.
Yep.
It will be better.
Time heals. Yes.
And I think we also wanted to talk about relationships, weren't we?
Yeah.
Vishwa. He's got his romantic pants on today, dedicating, like, you know, Toni Braxton.
They're rubber pants, all right?
Well, Vishwa, we have a long-distance relationship. Every Wednesday I listen to your voice from over there.
And I just look at your picture.
Sexy voice.
Yeah, exactly. I'm having a long-distance relationship right now with Studio One. there was this cutie that's walked in, and I was looking at her before trying to wink. She saw me, and Zebu
trying
and I
trying to wink. I thought you had a twitch. I knew what was going on.
Oh, do you think I was switching?
Like, yeah. Well, you know why she came to the window before and during the break, and I was like looking at Ginny, going Ginny,
and I was too busy looking at what Jizzy's Oreos is.
Is that the same woman that keeps eyeing me up as well?
Oh, come on.
Oh, we're trying to figure
you're
out
a married man.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I can still be looked at. Okay, I know I'm not. I'm not the best looking.
You can look at the menu, just can't order. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I can get an entree.
Oh God. No, you cannot. Not no. even a sampler.
No, I don't want to. One. No,
no finger no. food. No canapes. Nothing.
No.
Long married distance. Man. Our long distance relationship is Sydney and here.
It is.
And I'm pleased you popped in to see me tonight. Thank you.
Well, they're actually becoming quite common nowadays, given how popular online dating is, given how media's gone to this huge multimedia platform of interaction and integration. So long distance relationships are quite common these days.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, 10 years ago when, you know, the internet, well, more than actually, the internet wasn't available and mobile phones weren't available and all you had was snail mail where you'd get it in 2 weeks' time if you do get it.
But I still think that's romantic. I do like letters.
I love letters. Yeah, I still write letters to my friends.
I love love letters.
I love love letters.
I love love.
What? Okay.
Yeah, Wally chops. Oh. I love love.
Love, sure, love loves you chops. Back, bitch.
Thank you very much. But snail mail, yes, you can still use it. But these days, it's much easier, isn't it?
It is. It opens up, obviously, a lot of opportunity. And with travel these days that are being so cheap, you know. And
yeah.
I guess accessibility, it can work. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, long-distance relationships can work. Like, I had one, you know, 10 years ago, and I was in one for 3.5 years back then. And the internet was there, and, you know, it lasted, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it depends, you know, on the strength of your relationship and two things that I think it's based on is commitment and trust, really.
Absolutely. I've been in two myself. My last relationship was a long-distance one. And I think that it all comes down to a basis of trust, you know. You need to really nurture and secure that trust because you don't see this person. Often you don't have that luxury of driving down the road and there they are, or, you know, jumping in the car and there they are, or them coming to you as often.
It's difficult. I found it difficult because I had one as well.
Yeah.
But I used to be quite a jealous person. And it got in the way a little bit.
You're a Scorpio. It's part of our territory.
I'm a jealous person too.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, a quietly jealous person though.
Oh, I'm loudly.
Okay.
Loudly. And
what do you mean jealous, Bishwa? Are you like the stinging Scorpio who's wielding a weapon and going, what's going on? I demand an explanation.
I used to be like that, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I used to be a bit possessive, unfortunately. I had to change my ways because otherwise I push people away.
Really? I get that a lot.
We get pushed away.
With that voice, I think you will.
It's good.
I basically, and time zones were involved as well.
Yeah.
So with time zones, even more difficult.
Absolutely, because when you're starting your day, they're finishing it. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be hard.
That didn't, really work. But Skype was always good for a little bit of naughty stuff. You know? That always helps.
Here we go with the dirty talk.
I have to say, with a long-distance relationship too, my theory is there has to be an end date, meaning that there has to be an end date where you plan to move to the one city. Otherwise, you're just going to be perpetually in a long-distance relationship and your lives are never going to be on par.
Well, there's got to be something to work towards.
Absolutely.
It's got to... You got to feel like there is a light in the end of a tunnel as well, you know. It's so hard to think you're putting on all this effort when you won't meet in the middle at the very end, so...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And I... You know, I'm fortunate that my partner is only here in Melbourne and I'm in Sydney and it's only like an hour or something flight and I do come back a lot, but... It is hard because no matter how far you are, the person still isn't there.
Exactly. You know? It's very difficult that way. When you know, when you need a cuddle sometimes, you know, when you're feeling sad or upset or angry, you know, you don't have that luxury of going, oh, you're here.
Yeah.
You'll have to be here in 2 hours when you jump on a plane or that kind of thing.
You can't, you know, just jump in your car and just go and see the person that you just want to see.
But I will always provide that service to you ladies if you wish to have a
book you next week. And I'll give you my Sydney address. Hold on, let me write it down.
I'll fly up and see you. That's not a problem.
Would you really?
Of course I will. We'll do one in a minute.
Thank you,
Bishwa. We'll play an extra long song.
Yes.
We'll do a bit of group hugging.
Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. Ginny and Bish.
I'd like to thank Natalie Zibung. I think you're going to stay with us a bit longer.
Why not? You guys stay are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
And we're going to have long distance relationships with the trainees in
the Hubba
studio.
Hubba next door.
Stay tuned.
I hope they're not listening.
They probably are.
Part of their training, they're listening to the expertise of the Hump Day Crew.
Now they're all looking at each other, working out which one's the hot one.
I think the guy in the grey waistcoat thinks he has a chance.
Yeah, no, they're talking about
yours,
the girls.
Yours, Bishwa. Yours.
Thanks very much. I'll give them a go now. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.